you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk. I'm your host, Tanisha Javon. This is where we have conversation and get things off our chest. So sit back, relax, grab your snack, fill up your glass, and let's chat.
I'm your co-host, Mitra, and I just want to give a special shout out and thanks to all of our international listeners, Puerto Rico, Ireland, Canada, New Zealand, Switzerland, Germany, Singapore, Australia, Denmark, Bahamas, France. Woo, y'all almost lost my breath. There's so many of y'all. Thank y'all. And, of course, to our home, United States, thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
Yes, I love it.
One more thing.
I have some great news. According to our geographic location, we have some new listeners.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So, also want to give a special shout out to United Kingdom, Poland, Brazil, Kenya, Sint Maarten, Portugal, Belize, Ghana, Sweden, Bangladesh, Saudi Arabia, Dominican Republic, Ivory Coast, Tanzania, and South Korea.
Thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
And make sure you subscribe.
So now, let's get into this episode.
Yes, let's do it.
Now, before you continue, this episode may have some language that is sensitive or offensive to others. So, listen at your own risk.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Mitra, and your girl, Tanisha Javon. Today, we have a special guest. JJ Sanders is on the mic with us tonight. What up, what up, what up, what up? So,
it's a pleasure y'all having me, seriously.
Yeah, absolutely.
We really was vibing with you a couple weeks ago. I must say, JJ is a recording artist, and the acapella, like, I just... when you went a cappella, it just, it does something to me because it's like, everybody can't do that, you know, but you had everybody rocking with you.
Oh yeah, he was getting it.
I definitely appreciate it. I wanted to do something that was going to set myself apart from everybody else.
Absolutely. So what feeds into your confidence when you're about to go a cappella?
So what gives me the amount of confidence that I need is because I'm extremely, extremely confident in my pen. Like, I know for a fact that once I start rapping, it doesn't matter if a beat is playing or if it's not. I just know that once I start talking and you start hearing what I'm talking about,
it's about to roll off your tongue. Yeah. And people gonna vibe with it because it's some real shit.
Yeah, because I don't get nervous when I go into new rooms because I know I'm confident in what I do and what I bring to the table. So, you know, I just have to go out there and do my part and I let the rest work itself out. Let the lyrics speak for themselves.
Okay. Okay.
I hear you.
I know. Right. Honestly and truly, I was just speaking to a friend of mine, just telling them, you know, how like within the last couple of years, I've really stepped into my own confidence. So that's good to know that you have that confidence, because confidence is something that everybody doesn't possess. And I know my counterpart here, Tanisha Javon, she has a ton of confidence. And some people can't stand in the same room with people who have confidence without feeling like you're trying to outshine them or whatever. But it's just not that. This is something that it didn't come overnight. So can you tell us, JJ, how you built your confidence to be so strong?
So I've always been confident in my raps, but this year I wanted to make it a priority to go out and perform places, because you can send people links to music all day long, but if they can't attach your face to your music, then how are they really going to buy into what you have going on if they can't see you? Like, they need to be able to see that confidence that you're exuding when you're performing your stuff, because anybody can hop in a studio and make a track sound good, but can you move a room with what you're performing? And I know confidence sometimes has a way of intimidating people, but that's never been my goal. I just know that with the talent that I possess, I know good and well that once I get out there and I start performing, everything's going to work out. It hasn't always been like that, because I've been shy in the past, but when it comes to music, never have been. I just go out there and I rock out. That's what I do.
What do you think makes confidence intimidating to some?
Well, what I think makes it intimidating is because people have a way of trying to downsize what it is that you can do in comparison to what they can do.
Comparison, there go that word.
Right. We was just talking about that.
They'll start getting kind of not frustrated with you, but they'll start saying, "Oh, well, you know, if he can do this, why can't I do it? Or if she has this going on, then why can't I have that for myself?" And they'll try to tell you what you can't do because they may not feel they can do it. And I know one thing, I don't like people projecting onto me at all about what it is that they think I can or can't do, because who are you to tell me that?
Right. Agreed. A lot of people try to put what their failures on someone else, and that's not accurate. Please don't put what you tried to fail at on me. So I have another question. Do you have any projects that you're pushing right now?
Yes. So last October, it was actually October 17th of last year, I put out my debut mixtape, Redemption. It has 15 tracks on it. And obviously, I'm not pushing 15 songs right now, but I'm pushing my song GTA. I'm actually shooting a video for it in Charlotte on Friday.
So, I'm
looking forward to that. And then in June, I have a guest feature that I'll be on with a guy that I used to be in a group with. His name is It's the Ripper. And I also have another single coming out in June too. So there's a lot of things coming up.
So you're busy. Okay, can you tell me not your favorite, because I know every track means something. So let's just put it this way. Who is someone that you look, who you model after in music? Who is someone you would love to meet? And that could be dead or alive. Someone you could, if you could work with, who would that be?
See, I could talk about this all night. I would say Notorious B.I.G., Jay-Z, Lil Wayne.
Okay, let's stop there now. Okay, so let's just stop there. Let's say Notorious B.I.G., Jay-Z, Wayne, all in one room. What song off your album are you playing? Or are you performing?
That's a good question.
So
your answer is?
I would say I would perform my verse off of a song that I'm on called Watch Me. Because that song really, really, it really expels, well, not really expels, it displays my lyricism, and it really shows how I can, I guess, how can I say it? Watch Me, it's very, very complicated. Like, I have a lot of cadence switches in it, a lot of punch lines. Stuff that's going to catch people's ears whenever they're listening to it. Mm-hmm. Because I know me, if I hear a dope punch line, it's going to make me freeze up. I'm going to make a nasty face. I'm like, oh, he
coming with it.
Yeah, So in a room like that, I know I would have to come correct. So I would try to start shooting straight from the hip immediately rather than try to build up to something. So that's one of them.
Okay.
So
I could do any of them and feel like I'm confident, but I think that would be a good first impression, though.
Okay. So Watch Me. This, your verse in Watch Me. Can you describe to me? I have my idea of what the verse is about. I haven't heard it, which I'm going to listen to it when I get off of here. And I will definitely.
Verse to you now.
Hey! Okay! Let's hear it then!
Here I go. Never been one for the cap, and your words ain't matching your actions. The shit that you said you do, I'm still waiting for it to happen. The empty threats got me laughing. I know these niggas be acting. We'll shoot a scene like directors in problem. We catch them lacking. No Green Bay, but we packing. Fuck, you thought we was scrapping? Pull up in an Impala, them windows tinted, we camping. We pop out to the block out, bring the cops out when I'm snapping. I don't play games like a lockout. Nigga, try me wrong and I'm blasting. Finna take them like amigo, bitch, I'm doper than the kilo. When I'm putting up shots for that Bill Oladipo, gotta pace yourself. If you tryna roll me though, we run a different race, ain't no keeping no amigo. Took a couple losses, but I always keep a Gito. What you know about the set, 21st on Mobile. Ain't no end to me, my enemies that envy me. They know that I'm the MVP of this show. They see you winning, that's when they try to get close. I see through their intentions, hitting agendas, getting exposed. I'm calculated with the playmaking, all about the X's and O's. Life's thrown everything that it could at me. You still ain't getting me to fold. Expect defeat if you oppose. Fuck whoever stand against me. feeling destined for this shit because a nigga hustle hard like Nipsey. I'm putting on for my city. I know I sound a little cocky, but I'm done with all of this talking. Don't believe me, just watch me.
Hey, okay. All right. All you right. Stay ready so you don't have to Bet. Get ready. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, you know that.
Okay, good, girl.
So yeah, I did. You had some punchlines in there.
We did.
The X's and the O's. Like I be watching them do the little plays on football. Like that caught me right there. Because I be trying to act like I know what I'm talking about when I be watching football with my husband. So that just kind of that stood out to me. But yeah, you got a whole bunch of metaphors and punchlines in there. I feel it.
Appreciate that.
And it is basically what I thought. Watch me, because just watch. Yeah. Just watch.
I can show you better than I can tell you.
Hello. Okay. Actions speak a lot louder than words.
Absolutely.
So how long have you been rapping, JJ?
So I started rapping in the third grade in elementary school in North Rowan.
Wow.
And then I started writing my own songs in the sixth grade. So it's been over a decade and a half.
All right.
Okay. And JJ, so you said North Rowan. You from Salisbury?
Yes, ma'am.
The funny thing is, Mitra and I from Salisbury as well.
Oh, that's crazy.
Sorry, Mitra. I added you in there.
Put me out there. She put me out there.
Hey, that's crazy.
Added her with me.
Yes.
Hey,
yes,
a lot of great people from Salisbury, so that's good too.
Yes, it is. We some soldiers now, don't
we? Yep. We some soldiers in the army of the Lord.
Oh, yes. Amen to that. Amen to that. I almost said hell yeah, but I gotta catch myself. I was like, oh.
Nah, look, let me tell you, God know your heart. He know my heart. Listen.
Hey, listen, I'm standing out here in the open. I about ducked under something because I thought I was going to get struck.
No, oh, Lord. He know your heart, JJ.
Absolutely.
All righty. So what is your inspiration? When you get the pen to the paper, what inspires JJ?
Honestly, a lot of my inspiration comes from my family.
Mm-hmm.
We all come from a musical background. My dad used to rap. My brother, whenever he was living, he was a percussionist. My mom was a violinist. My uncle, he's an opera singer. And my aunt, she used to sing in a choir. So it's always been around me. But I know that, like, where my dad's music career had dropped off, or where whenever he stopped rapping, I wanted to pick up and expand upon where he left off so I could finish the job. Because I really know that if I have the opportunity, I'm going to take full advantage of it. So a lot of it comes from family. The other part of it, I would just say, is from a competitive nature, because I listen to a lot of my peers and I listen to a lot of other artists, and I'm like, why not me?
So, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I always try to test myself and compare myself against them.
Kick that damn door down, JJ.
Who's your greatest inspiration when it comes to your family?
That's a hard one, but I'm going to say my brother Marvia. He had passed away from cancer in 2017. But, it's all right. I've never really fully recovered from losing him, but I know whenever he was going through, you know, battling cancer, you know, he still tried his best to maintain high spirits and optimism, and he was just fearless in a way that he had lived his life. And I always think about him whenever I get discouraged on something, or I believe that, you know, I have some doubt about whether or not I can do something or not. And I know that he will be the one in my corner just continuing to push me, just telling me, hey, just keep going. Everything's going to work out. You just have to give it some time. So with everything I do, I keep him at the center and at the forefront of everything. So
that's beautiful. That is so beautiful. And I think that with that inspiration, you're going to do what it do. You're going to make it happen. So where can your album be found, JJ?
So you can find any of my music on any of the major streaming platforms, whether it's Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Groove Music, anything you can stream music on, my music is there. And it's all under JJ Sanders, but you have to type it in a specific way. That's J.J. Sanders. because if you don't type it in like that, my music won't pop up, or it might, but you might see somebody else too. So we don't want that.
Absolutely. Okay, JJ. So let me tell you, let me just give you a little something. So we are on in 54 different countries. We're over 7,000 listeners. What do you want to tell our listeners that we have not covered today about JJ? Is there anything that you want to bring light to, or do you want to shout out your TikTok, your Instagram handles, anything like that, that our listeners can vibe with you a little bit?
Oh, of course, of course. So right now I'm trying to get a lot of content that I can post on my various social media pages, but you can find me at JJ Sanders, any platform. On TikTok, it's I think it's JJ Sanders 2. And also, I want to shout out, of course, my family, my mom, dad, brother, God rest his soul, my girlfriend. She's been a rod for me for 7 years now. We just celebrated our 7-year anniversary on the 14th.
Congratulations. Yes, that's a beautiful thing.
That's my baby, man. I tell you, I get flustered talking about it, but she does a lot for me. But I also have my birthday that just passed on the 16th, so it was a busy weekend for sure.
Happy birthday!
Yeah,
happy birthday! Happy anniversary! Happy album!
Shout out to the Aries too, because that's the best sign if you ask me.
Okay.
We hear ya.
But also, I would just like to shout out Training Day. They allow me to come out, perform, really hone my performance skills. And I would also like to shout out all the other artists that I'm working with, and also the artists that I will work with in the future. We're going to get some work in. Stay tuned, though, because a lot's coming up over the next couple of months.
I love it.
Well, we really appreciate you kicking it with us today. We really appreciate you coming on, sharing your story, sharing your music, just being here, spending time with No Gossip, Just Talk. Is there anything you want to add before we sign off?
More than anything else, I'd just like to thank y'all for having me. You know, I know we're all busy, but I'm never busy enough to meet new people and talk to y'all and network. So thank y'all for extending that invitation out to me. And it was a pleasure meeting y'all at the networking event that we were at, the showcase, to finally be heard.
You're so welcome.
Awesome. Yes. Well, all right. What's your cutoff?
Well, and then in the words of Bugs Bunny, it's hold on, wait a minute.
That's all, folks.
That's all, folks. We do.
And that is the Inside Scoop. Make sure you tune in again for another great episode.
I'm your host, Tanisha Javon.
And I'm your co-host, Mitra.
And when you check in with us, it's No Gossip, Just Talk. Ciao for now.
For those who may not know me, my name is Corinne. My father was murdered and it left me truly broken. All I have left is my sister and mother. But unfortunately, my mother is not present. She's battling her own demons, and the sad part about all of this, I hate her. Not only that, I hate me too. And honestly, I'm lost with no direction. To learn more about my life, read Volume 1 and 2, If Only I Had a Home.
Go over to my website at Tanisha Peak, that is TENISHAP with a double E.com, and grab your books today. Ciao for now.